Blog Talk Radio. Just like that, it stops. All right. Hope everybody's doing good today. That's a tune called Quadromania, which is part of the new CD that I'm working on. And, you know, when I first put that music together, it was the first couple of weeks in March when things were gloomy and dark and we were all getting used to being inside for the first time. And it's part of a short film, which is in editing process right now. I hope I'll get it done soon. All these other little projects keep coming up before it, but I'm working on it. Anyway, I'll tell you more about that at a later date. This is Chef Duarte. Thank you very much for being here today. What a day. Today's show was all set up to do what's called the the show that was planned for this morning or this afternoon was Put Your Garden to Bed. And that is all about, considered a metaphor for a lot of things. In other words, like everything that's growing or has grown and everything that you've hopefully harvested in your garden over the last couple of weeks and continuing to. I know I had a tomato day the last couple of days and I got some beautiful tomatoes this year. A lot of them were San Marzanos, and then and a whole other kind of crop of tomatoes that I got and picked with Rhonda E. at her gardens. And between all the tomatoes that I've grown this year, I'm going to have a lot of pomodoro palate, a lot of pizza sauce and gravy sauce. So exciting. And we'll be using some of that in the live 1 week from today. And a live, actually, broadcast via FaceTime and Blog Talk Radio, a cooking pizza segment. That'll take place out in the garden. I'll be making everything from scratch. In other words, freshly picked tomatoes, freshly picked basil, homemade and handmade mozzarella, beautiful double zero pizza dough, and wood-fired oven, and also a new little one shot, one pizza oven that works on propane gas that actually gets up to about 730 degrees, which I was amazed. I did a little modification on the door of this oven because there really wasn't a little door, and that worked out really good, and that is holding the temperature in for the 3 or 4 minutes. Actually, it'll be almost, yeah, about 4 minutes in this oven. When we do the wood-fired oven in the same show, you'll be able to see the process of 900 degrees and wood, beautiful wood with a little cherry wood thrown in there. And we'll crank out two or three pizzas. I'll have a couple of special guests safely masked and enjoying the pizza. And hopefully you will too. So I'm excited about that. This is something we've talked about all season, last season, trying to go live video. And we did a few little things in the studio, which was really great. And a couple in my personal kitchen, which was also fun. We did a gnocchi, and we did a little pizza prep, and we made some different sorts of baked Italian dishes. And I made an incredible matzo ball soup, which was really fun. Did that during Passover. Had a bunch of viewers. And everybody's saying, why don't you post it up on the 1020 Radio YouTube channel, which actually is going to be done. It's all actually takes just a couple of clicks, and it'll be up there. And we have nine videos actually all together to post. So that'll be exciting too. And it's just an interesting day today. Last night, we had a show planned for 10. And I ended up doing a pre-recorded show because virtually a few minutes before air, I got a blip on the system and found out that our president came down with COVID. And I'll tell you, I don't do politics very much on my shows, but sometimes, I have to rant a little bit. So many of you know a bunch about my background, being raised on the East Coast, and from, I guess I would call, an Eastern European family who fled Nazism and fascism in Europe and persecution for many generations. And our first family members arrived in the United States in the 20s. And anyway, it's being brought up in sort of that household, and also a child of the 60s, and coming from Brooklyn, New York, and where I had a beautiful, incredible upbringing with friends of every single ground nationality, color and race. And my dad was involved in the Boy Scouts, as I was, and our troop was virtually the United Nations Junior, is all I could describe it. And so thank God I was brought up in a way that, I didn't have those walls up from different people. My kitchen table when I was growing up was many times hosted by my folks and grandparents, but also had relatives who had come to the United States in 48 and 47 after being in a refugee camp, after being liberated from concentration camps and eventually sponsored by families in the United States and brought over. And many times during these dinners, and I remember I was only about 9 years old or 8 or 9 years old at the time, I had the unexpected education of just experience. And, it wasn't people sat around and talked about it. They really didn't. They didn't talk about it. But what they did talk about, and the looks in their eyes, where they were just so happy to be sitting at this table, having a family around and not worrying that if there was a knock at the door or some dog started barking outside or a siren went off, that they would immediately have to scared and afraid. And I love that part of me that I don't know why that happened, but people can scare me when they're hiding behind the door and they go boo, but I've been through some different things, and being scared like that, I couldn't even imagine. And take that for granted, where you don't have to look over your shoulder and you don't have to worry. And now, over the last 8 months, we've been all dealing with that sort of possibility that something is right in front of our face that could injure our family and friends and our life. And I'm certainly talking about the virus. And as a product of all this, it's also brought out the worst and the best in so many people and sort of the worst in others. And I think for the last couple of weeks, as far as most of the friends and people that I know, they've been trying to gather their senses from everything that so many people have experienced. And it's interesting where a whole country and pretty much a whole world can experience the same thing at the same time. And it usually happens during wars. It usually happens during, crises like fires. Prayers out to all the people that are dealing with that all over the United States right now. And all of a sudden this virus comes and all of a sudden we're all united. All of a sudden we're wearing the same colors, the same emotions. Are we going to have enough food? Are we going to be able to go back to work? What are we going to do? Are our kids going to be safe? And I think, excuse me, the last couple of weeks with the possibility of going back to school, and those of you who have kids that are not in school, you've had to deal with setting up distance learning and Zoom and all these things, but most importantly, having to motivate the kids to come out from under the covers, so to speak, and get back into the real world, whatever the real world actually is. So all in all, the last couple of weeks have been, I would say for everybody, change of season. Wildfires that have spread smoke all across the world. People dealing with such loss from family members, friends, and relatives, and strangers that have died from the COVID, and people who have protested and raised their fists and have gotten hurt and injured in those situations. Everybody, the protesters, and not to mention all the unnecessary shootings of innocent Black men and women. It's been a concentration over the last 8 months of 60 plus years of life experiences, where all of a sudden I have to look across the room at a 14-year-old and realize, wow, how much stuff we had to deal with. When I was 14, I had to deal with the recent passing of President Kennedy for a young 13-and-a-half-year-old kid that was very difficult. And in friends, we were sitting at the same table, sitting on the same stoop all over the United States during those moments. And I always say, why does such loss and such pain sometimes have to be the only thing that brings people together? How many times have you known somebody that's the only time you see somebody is at a funeral or some sort of a gathering, and you make these promises to each other during that, well, we're going to stay in touch and we're going to keep in touch. And then years pass and sadly somebody else suffers and passes, and then we have to go through it all over again. All right. I'm not trying to be remorse and depressed. I want to say that there's so many things I could say. And so many things that are happening all over the news that are nauseating as far as commentary on both sides of the aisle. The leader, good or bad or indifferent, of this country and his family member, his partner, his wife, and people that work around him have been diagnosed with a virus that everybody thumbed their nose at in most cases, at least in public, for whatever reason they needed to do, and so adamant about such simple things, of simple ways of protecting oneself. And we won't get into those details right now, but bingo. I'm hoping and praying that they get better and they get through this. And I'm also hoping and praying that some sort of revelation takes place that treats this universally, not only the government, but not only the Republican Party, not only the people who are, you know, full of hate, to realize that there's a few simple things that we can do right now, at least to delay and put off the death of more people and more people getting sick, called wearing a mask. It's called don't take anything for granted. It's called if you don't feel comfortable going to the store because some people aren't paying attention to that, then don't go in the store. Figure out something else. Anyway, so we wish that as the hours pass today, that things get a little brighter and a little bit more, you know, resourceful as far as hope. There's a lot of hope. By the way, there's so much hope. There's much more hope, much more hope than negativity. Because if there wasn't, we wouldn't be able to even talk about it the way I'm talking about it right now. And that's the story, Morning Glory. All right, so we have a couple of different things going on. As far as community stuff, there is some people who are really, really happy about seeing their unemployment additional funds being, you know, made up at least for 5 or 6 weeks. And in so many cases, a little too late in a sense. And the other side of the coin, many people are pretty happy who are not back to work yet or being able to get that extra little bit of help and be able to pay maybe another, you know, another bill and have a little bit of security, a little bit of, you know, mind relaxation as far as worrying about bills and food and everything. So I'm glad that happened. I've gotten some notes from a few different people because we talked about that in a lot of the Foodomania meets Quarantinomania shows. And for those of you who are just tuning in maybe for the first time, we've been doing this show. This is season 10. This is show 3 of season 10. Started the show about 9 years ago. And came back, took about a year off, did replays during that period of time, and then came back on the air the second week of March. As soon as the pandemic came back, it felt like it was really important to get back on the air, and it's been really great to be back. And then in the beginning sort of July, I went back to reruns just because there was so many things going on. So many new podcasts, so many different pieces of information from people. And I needed to take a break and re-edit things and come back. And so we're back now. We're really excited about it. And those of you who are first listeners to Foodomania, generally speaking, the show is always about food. We talk about food, and we have guests. We talk about recipes. We do a little bit of cooking on the radio. But unfortunately, the first day that we were doing the Garden to Bed show, all this other stuff has come up. So it puts me in a situation where I really need to talk about what we've been talking about. So that's the story. I'm really happy that though to be here, and I'm really glad that you're listening to the show today. We have a couple of little bit of technical issues that everybody has right now. I don't know if you guys are experiencing the same thing that's happening on the internet, but there's a lot of traffic, so therefore people are losing connections, and they don't even have service in some cases. So therefore, things are a little slow. There's a little bit of lag time and some of the things that are going on. And hopefully you can all be patient with that and really just enjoy what we're doing when we're, possibly moving a little bit slower as far as information and those kind of things. So tonight we'll be back on the air at 10 o'clock. We will be doing the show that was supposed to be done last night at 10 o'clock, and this morning would have been part 2 of that show, and we'll move them back to a combined show on this evening at 10, Friday night. Wherever you are, you can listen. And one of the things you need to know also is if you just go to blogtalkradio.com/foodomania, you can listen to any of the 200 shows anytime you want. And even the live shows that happen every day, within 15 minutes of the broadcast, if the show ends at noon, you'll be able to start listening online in about 15 minutes after that. It gets posted and we we post it up there and send it up there, and it goes into the library. So tell your friends, and hopefully, you know, there'll be more of a, how do I say it, more of a technical slight breakthrough soon when they're getting through all the more people using the internet, especially all the students, and especially if you're living in an area where it's, you know, not as populated. You may find some difficulty listening to things, or things may be hard to communicate, but a lot of people are working on it, and I believe probably within the next couple of weeks, the flow of signal online will be a little bit better. Now, some people aren't having problems with that at all. It really just depends on where you are and possibly what carrier you have as well. So, all right, I just have to play a song. I'm just in the mood for it, and hopefully this will just give us a couple of minute break. I'll be right back. I just think that song is the perfect song. Put a little smile on the COVID thing. You keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Whatever it is, keep knocking, keep trying, but you're not going to be let in. So there you go. All right. So I was going to tell everybody also that tomorrow there is, in most cases, but there are the farmers markets that happen. All in your communities, they're winding down to having it be pretty soon the last farmers market. Some of them have already ended. But I encourage you to head down to your farmers markets. Number one, of course, to support the local farmers and vendors and people who make beautiful things that they bring to the market, and food vendors that sell incredibly delicious food. You know, everything is helping everybody right now. So anything you can do. Plus, there is an abundance. A tremendous abundance of produce at really good prices right now because this was a good crop this year, and also they have people who have already have their own gardens and harvesting, so they're not, maybe the sales are a little bit slower at the markets, but I encourage you, please support the markets. Usually if you're listening, you probably know where your local market is. Mask up and get a plant and bring your recycle bags and everything, and buy some veggies, buy some stuff, cheese, pasta sauces, soups, lots of good stuff. Plus, you can get to munch on some really good food. People that are making, help them out for sure. All right, I want to let people know that If you want to get in touch with me, there's a couple of different ways to do it. Chef Stuardo, it's C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, @hotmail.com. And write me there. People want recipes. People have ideas for shows. People have comments. And you can absolutely post them there. The other thing you can do is go to Chef Stuardo's Foodomania, and that's on Facebook, and like it. If you do that, you get notifications of the podcast and the shows. Before there even was a podcast, Foodomania was a podcast. And I don't call it so much a podcast. I call it a foodcast. Anyway, call it whatever you want, but stay tuned and keep listening. And I'm excited about this new season. You know, it's always different, and especially the first couple of shows when they're live. We talk about, you know, food and different ideas, but we also talk about situations that happen during the day. Now, I also want to let you know that when you see the link and you click on it, you also have a guest call-in phone number, and I can tell you what it is, probably don't have a way to write it down. It really doesn't make a difference right now. But I encourage people to call in and just let us know how you're doing. You also can open, there's a chat window, and you can open that up, and you can, in real time, just write and make comments during the show. And I'll actually acknowledge you when I'm on the air and say hi and all that stuff. If you have an opinion, you can call up and you can talk, you can say whatever you want. I will absolutely not edit you unless you're being abusive and you're being racist or you're being mean and nasty and belittling, or you're saying your language might not be 100% appropriate. That's my only, you know, consideration. I don't have a 6-second delay or any of that stuff in real time, but I hope that you'll be respectful of that if you do call in. And that doesn't mean you have to call up and say, oh, Stuardo, you're great, I love the show. You can tell me it sucks. You can tell me whatever you want. Just don't be abusive to other people, and we'll be fine. All right. Also, you can go to the at any given time when you go to the Chef Stuardo's Foodomania Facebook page, there's so many pictures and ideas and recipes and talks about food. And anything that you see, for instance, if you see a picture of saying, what is that? Or I want to make that. It's real simple. Copy and paste the picture to an email, and it sends it to chefstuardo@hotmail.com. And guess what? I'll send you back a recipe. It usually takes a couple of days. Unless I have the time and I can do it quicker, I will. Now, there's also an automated way you can get the recipes, but I'll tell you more about that next time. But you actually can sign up and you can get the recipes as they come out, or you have access to a really cool library. I think there's about 350 recipes on there now. And lots of them are not, well, most of them are mine, but lots of them, my grandmother's, my mother's, friends, different incredible chefs that I've had the pleasure of working with and actually continue to work with, which, by the way, we will have some of them on our show pretty soon. Not my grandparents and my parents, sadly, but, well, I could play a really great recording of my dad giving me his mashed potato and spinach recipe and chocolate egg cream, which is a delicious drink, over the phone in the early 90s. And I treasure that. And it's really actually, it's great. And I could set it up like a real interview and let Irving Tobias Glasser tell you about his mashed potatoes and spinach. And by the way, it's an incredible recipe. So you may be able to look forward to that. Anyway, thank you everybody so much for sticking with the show. I'm glad to be here. I'll be talking to you, and actually next week I'll be able to say I'll be seeing you, but I'll be talking to you tonight at 10. Tune in. And also remember, next Friday will be a one-hour special show live from 1020 Radio Studios and my personal garden and outdoor pizza kitchen. So you can be part of that too. I'll tell you more about it as the week progresses. All right. Take it easy, everybody. I'm really glad you were here today. And thank you for all your support.